What about the issue of neoadjuvant endocrine therapy? I've talked to Mike Dixon over the years and always found that fascinating, and how differently the surgeons in the other side of the Atlantic approach this compared to the U.S. Can you talk about your experience with that?
Indeed. I mean, we've contributed to some of Mike's studies and to our own studies using neoadjuvant or upfront agents. It's a wonderful test bed by taking serial biopsies and seeing what changes happen both proteomically, genomically in the biopsy specimens. We've worked with different agents as well as the aromatase inhibitors in these sorts of studies. I think Mike Dixon's study that was presented at San Antonio was an intriguing one, showing that you can extend the use of, in this case, neoadjuvant letrozole, as long as you're monitoring the patient carefully, and that they saw as many responses in 3 to 6 and 6 to 12 months as they did in the first 3 months, so that it may not happen overnight. And as long as the tumor is at least static or getting slightly smaller, you will probably see a response with time. And I think that's a very important bit of information that's out there, because for many patients, especially the elderly ones, if you're controlling their disease, it's almost a chronic illness. It's not an acute illness. And we know elderly women often live in harmony with their breast cancers for many years, and it's a very different disease from a young woman.
What's been seen with the aromatase inhibitors compared to tamoxifen in terms of neoadjuvant therapy?
All of them are better. Mike Dixon's group have clearly shown that. We're doing randomized studies of patients comparing tamoxifen with all three of the endocrine agents, showing faster time to response, higher percentage response, and prolonged response duration. The IMPACT study, which Ian Smith from the Royal Marsden led, looked at neoadjuvant ATAC using anastrozole, tamoxifen, and the combination. They had relatively small numbers and did not show a statistical difference in response rate, but they did show that patients who were on the aromatase inhibitor were less likely to need mastectomy.